We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Michael Clendenin. It's spelled C-L-E-N-D-E-N-I-N. I'm a spokesman for Con Edison.
Perfect. My understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that there was the 13,000 volt cable, Upper West Side. It was burning. The the relay protection system, which I guess would act like a circuit breaker, is that correct?
That is correct. Yep.
That didn't work. So. Right.
So we had an electrical fault on cable in the Upper West Side. And every cable in our system has relays. They're like the brains of an electrical system. They talk to breakers, which are supposed to open and isolate any major fault that might occur. In this case, however, those relay protections did not work and did not function as they were designed to do. So what you had was a fault that continued through our system all the way to a major transmission system, which serves other networks in Manhattan. It's still a preliminary findings, but this is the sequence of events that we're seeing that transpired on Saturday. The relay protection systems are in place. They really operate as like the circuit breaker in your house. So usually when you blow a fuse, you just have to flip the circuit back to the normal position once that happens. But with this, if your fuse blew, your whole house doesn't go out. But in this case, when circuit breakers don't work as they're supposed to, you have a much wider problem. So that's what happened here. We've identified that. We still have more work to do, but we are addressing it and addressing the issues with that relay protection. Right now we're very confident that the system is operating normally.
In terms of the relay protection, as you continue doing the testing, is there a concern that something like this could potentially happen somewhere else along the system?
Yeah, while this is kind of occurrence, it's certainly highly unusual. It's not something that does normally happen. I mean, we have electrical feeder faults on cables fairly frequently. I mean, not every day, but they're fairly frequent. And there are relays and protections in place so that they don't become a bigger problem. In this particular case, it seemed to have done just that, unfortunately, leading to the outage. But no, we don't have a concern with anything with the system overall. We will address the issues that have come out of this. And we'll continue to investigate and make changes and adjustments to the relay protection system, whatever is needed to keep the power reliable.
And my last question is kind of just circling back. You mentioned this isn't something that happened. I've heard you guys mention that a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Is it because of why exactly was this cable fire different?
Yeah, the cable fire wasn't different. They happen. They happen, fairly often, actually. But there are devices called relays that talk to breakers. They're the communication devices, the brains, if you will. That's what didn't work properly. And that's what didn't work. The cable failing was just the initiator, if you will.
So the voltage, the fire, that didn't have anything to do with it. It was just the relays in particular.
The relays that did not isolate the fault and stop it in its tracks, if you will. And
I guess the only reason I asked that, I just wanted to make sure there wasn't any significance to how big the cable was or anything like that.
No, nothing like that at all. No, the cable was a normal cable, typical 13,000 volt cable that serves many neighborhoods throughout, Manhattan. We have 96,000 miles of cable. They're all working very well, and they'll continue to work very well for years to come. They just sometimes you do have faults, and that's why you have built-in systems, relay protection systems, that isolate problems and prevent them from becoming bigger problems. And so that's what we're getting through, and we will we'll address those issues.
Do you get a sense of how many? I said last one, but I just thought of one more.
Yeah,
do you,
that's
do you,
okay.
Sorry about that. Do you get a sense of how big or small this problem would have been had that relay worked?
Then it would have just, if the relay had worked as functioned, then you wouldn't have seen anything at all. We have multiple redundant feeders that go to buildings and properties all over the city, and they really act quite well. Once the feeder is just taken out of service, you probably wouldn't have noticed any outage if the relay had just acted the way it is designed to do, but it didn't. And that's the issue we're addressing, and we'll take care of it.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.